The 18th Sunday after Pentecost. The first lesson is taken from Jeremiah chapter 11. Because the Lord revealed their plot to me, I knew it, for at that time he showed me what they were doing. I had been like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter. I did not realize that they had plotted against me, saying, "Let us destroy the tree and its fruit. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name be remembered no more." But you, Lord Almighty, who judge righteously and test the heart and mind, let me see your vengeance on them, for to you I have committed my cause. This is the word of the Lord. The second lesson is taken from James chapter 3. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire but do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that he jealously longs for the Spirit he has caused to dwell in us? But he gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says, "God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble." Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. This is the word of the Lord, the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They left that place and passed through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know where they were because he was teaching his disciples. He said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise." But they did not understand what he meant and were afraid to ask him about it. They came to Capernaum. When he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" But they kept quiet because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, "Anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all." He took a little child whom he placed among them. Taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Well, I greet you once more in the exalted name of Jesus. There was a Boy Scout that was on an airplane traveling with a minister and a computer wizard. And as they were traveling along, they noticed that the engines began to sputter. And it was soon apparent that they would quit altogether. And the plane was beginning a slow descent. They realized that they were going to have to put on parachutes and jump out of the airplane or it was going to crash. The problem was there was four of them and only three parachutes. Well, the pilot came out of the cockpit and said, "You know, I have a wife and three children. I need to have a parachute." So he grabbed one and jumped out of the airplane. Well, the computer wizard said, you know, I have all this knowledge in my head here that the world needs for the 21st century. I can't let all of this knowledge die with me. He grabbed a parachute and jumped out of the airplane. Well, the minister looked at the boy and he said, well, you know, I've lived a long and full life, and you're just a young man. So you go ahead and take the last parachute, and I'll just go down with the airplane. Well, the boy looked at the minister, and he said, sir, you don't have to worry about it. The brilliant computer wizard just grabbed my book bag and jumped out of the airplane. You see, a lot of us are too smart for our own good. We think we're a whiz at things in life sometimes, and we jump out and we fall flat on our face. Well, God knows what we need in order for us to jump and land on our feet. We just have to be humble enough to admit that we don't know it all and that He knows everything. But sometimes humility is hard for us humans. Like many adults, we can be very full of ourselves, can't we? I'm sure that you've known people like that. Of course, it wouldn't be us, right? You know, even when you point out that arrogance is not a desirable trait, everybody says, yeah, you're right. They don't see it within themselves, including us. Humility is not a trait that comes naturally for most people. It was even hard for the disciples who were walking with Jesus, as we see in our gospel lesson today from Mark chapter 9. Because as they were walking, they were debating. And then when it says in our lesson, they came to Capernaum. And when Jesus was in the house, he asked them, what were you arguing about on the road? They kept quiet because on the way they argued about who was the greatest. You know, for them to be arguing about that, they must have really thought highly of themselves, right? Now, we don't know what prompted that debate, but it was just after Jesus had told them that he was going to have to die at the hands of evil people, but that he would be raised again on the third day. So it's possible that they were kind of jockeying for position, kind of like we saw, you know, in the line that I formed here. Obviously, they didn't understand what Jesus was trying to tell them about his death and his resurrection, because he would be humbly submitting to the world authorities, and he would allow himself to be abused and killed for a greater good. Now, if anyone could have used his mighty power to not do that, it would have been Jesus, right? You know, if anyone could have been justified in exercising his superior position, it would have been Jesus, right? Well, even the Son of God submitted himself to his Father's will so that God's plan could be completed for our salvation. He did it for us, not for himself. Well, in our gospel lesson, Jesus knew what was going on here. And so he had to set his disciples straight. And so sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and servant of all. Humility is the key quality that Jesus was trying to teach his disciples and to us even today. And it's a tough quality for humans to genuinely have. Why? Because we can be so prideful sometimes. I mean, humility is knowing who is in charge and where our place is and accepting our position when faced with somebody that's superior to us. It means the willingness to regard ourselves as being of little power when compared to the mightiness of God, realizing that God is of great account and of the utmost importance. And that's hard for some people to do. But we have to remember that to God, we are of the utmost importance, right? It's when we consider ourselves so great, you know, when we regard ourselves too highly, that's when we get into trouble. It's when we take our focus from focusing on Him to turn it inward to focus on ourselves. That's when the problems arise, because then we get selfish. I've said before that all sin is rooted in selfishness of some kind. You know, it's what I want to happen. It's what I want to do. It's what I want to say. It's what I want to receive, not what God wants. God doesn't want us to think like that. He wants us to follow His agenda. But it's so hard when we adults have learned through our sinful nature to disguise our true motives, to camouflage our character, and to try to look better to other people. Young children, don't have such camouflage, do they? That's why Jesus had an affinity with younger children. He loved them. He loves everybody, but He loved younger children. And we see that in our gospel lesson today when He was teaching the disciples the lesson in humility. Jesus took a little child whom He had placed among them. Taking the child in His arms, He said to them, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in My name welcomes Me. And whoever welcomes Me does not welcome Me, but the one who sent Me." In fact, if you look at this lesson from another gospel perspective, from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, Jesus adds these words right here. He said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." A lesson for us all. We see that Jesus is referring to a particular attribute that children have that pretty much is naturally lost on us wise adults. He's speaking of becoming like a child who is humble. Humility. Thinking about others. You know, the quality, you know, it's a tough quality, like I said, for us adults to have. Maybe that's why many of us love to be with little children, because you get the truth as they see it. You may not know what they're going to come up with, but there's no camouflage there. There's no disguise. They have no motive for wanting the truth to be a lie and for a lie to be looking like the truth. Now, there's other qualities that go along with humility, childlike humility. You know, for example, affection. How easily and spontaneously do little children show love to those who care for them? It's kind of like ingrained in them. You smile at them and they respond with a smile and with their unsuspicious hearts. It's kind of like a reflection of Jesus' love for us. Another attribute would be associated with humility is living by faith. Young children know and accept their position in the family, in society. They know that they can do very little to care for themselves. They trust their parents. They trust that they will be taken care of. They have no anxiety about that, usually. Something we could all learn. Another attribute is having a trusting spirit, to believe all that they're told. Little children assume that everyone who speaks the truth to them, right? Until they're burned by someone who lies. Now, I could go on about this, but you see that there's desirable traits associated with childlike humility. I guess some of those traits we wish everybody had. But they're not easily found in many people in our society. Because as James points out in our second lesson today from chapter 3, he said, if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, is unspiritual, is demonic. So why are the attributes of children so important for us to talk about? Well, they're important for Jesus, because he was teaching his disciples, and he was teaching us today about humility. And because, you know what, if you think about it, all of us had those childlike attributes at one point in time. Okay? We lost them with our worldliness as we grew. But Jesus wants to set them before us again. He wants to take us back to our youth again. James wrote, who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. The humility that comes from wisdom. Of course, he's not talking about the wisdom of the world. He's talking about the wisdom that comes down from heaven. Wisdom of knowing who God is. Wisdom of knowing who we are. James goes on. The wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, then considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere, peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. It's good to be a peacemaker. James went on and talked about why people get into wars, why people get into fights. No, our role is peacemakers. You remember when Jesus blessed peacemakers in his Sermon on the Mount, in the portion we call the Beatitudes. He said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. We are called children of God. Therefore, we are to be the peacemakers. When we re-examine our relationship with God and with all other people, we can see areas where we really need to have these childlike responses. When we examine, when we're tempted out in the world to take some of our worldly wisdom, especially thinking ourselves to be superior, we can recognize that we're headed in the wrong direction. We're headed in the way away from what God wants for us. And so, as Jesus said, we should change direction to go back to the way he wants us to be. It's called repenting, to change, to turn. When we're heading in one direction and we realize that's not the way God wants us to go, we change and go in his direction. We shouldn't be so arrogant as to not need to ask for directions from the one that I said last week. Remember, he sees the past, he sees the present, he sees the future all in one. We shouldn't be so arrogant as to not ask him for directions, because we don't know it all. And God does. God knows exactly where we should go and how we should do it. And we need to follow his instructions that he gives us through prayer, his instructions that he gives us through his holy word. That's wisdom in humility. You know, did you ever think about it? Satan, he can't do humility, can he? He can't be humble. Because his pride that got him, that made him fall to begin with. That's why at the core of sin is selfishness, is arrogance, is egotism. Let's not be that way. That's not what God wants for us. That's not why he created us. Because in the end, if we want to stand tall, we've got to humble ourselves. Notice that when we humble ourselves, God exalts us. Okay? As James quoted from Proverbs 3, he said, God opposes the proud, but he shows favor to the humble. And then notice how he ended our lesson today. James said this. He said, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. He will lift you up. And so our lesson this morning is, if you want to be lifted up, humble yourself before the Lord. Submit to his will. Submit to his authority. And care for others before you care for yourself. Right? C.S. Lewis. You know, we know about C.S. Lewis from the many books he wrote, but he was a great Christian. And he is quoted as having said this. He said, humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. Ah, the wisdom of humility. Amen.